6:21, the polls open at 7 this morning, and if you're still in line when they are closing at 8 this evening, you still get to vote, but you have to already be in line. So bear that in mind. No weather excuses today, not a cloudy or rainy or stormy day ahead of us, a day that should be fine. Tomorrow's going to be hot, maybe severe heat a possibility again. And of course, there's always activity and action and even heat when it comes to laws and law enforcement. The Michigan Court of Appeals ruled yesterday that county prosecutors can enforce Michigan's ban on abortion despite a state judge's injunction currently blocking state officials from enforcing that ban. This goes back to that 1931 abortion ban. We'll figure out what's going on here with one and only Detroit area attorney extraordinaire. We check in on a regular basis, Todd Flood. Good morning, Todd.
Hey, good morning, Paul W.
What's going on here? We thought that there was a stay, so to speak, on that 1931 abortion ban law. So somebody didn't like that. They went to court, and now they have wiped that out for now, and that 1931 law, after a waiting period, will go back into effect?
It does for a period, but it all of a sudden was shut down as well. So there's two cases going on simultaneously. The Court of Claims said yesterday in an order that the injunctive relief that was sought does not apply to county prosecutors. So county prosecutors can basically enforce the statute of 1931. However, as that case was proceeding back on April 7th, that was filed by Planned Parenthood, and the Court of Claims issued that injunction. On that same day, Governor Whitmer filed a complaint asking for relief in Oakland County. When that took place, and this order was issued yesterday, Governor Whitmer's team sought a temporary restraining order against 18 counties. That's where the abortion clinics are and the medical care is for abortion. She sought injunctive relief, saying, hey, listen, you must stop this while we fight the merits, and she wants this to go all the way up to the Michigan Supreme Court. That was granted yesterday. So the prosecutors in those counties for where these clinics sit are banned currently right now until we'll hear more about this on Wednesday, this upcoming Wednesday at 2:30. We'll hear more about it, but they're banned from prosecuting any of the cases that may come in front of them. So we have another hold put in place until further notice, and a hearing will take place in Oakland County Circuit Court.
Obviously, anyone who thought that any finding on abortion was going to go down easy or well without the other side speaking up, just haven't been paying attention. So it's not a shocker, but here's what's interesting to me based on what you've just said, Todd Flood, and that is one word that I think is extremely significant here. It says, county prosecutors can enforce Michigan's abortion ban, according to the appeals court. Do you know what the word is I'm talking about? Can.
Can.
It doesn't say they must. It says they can.
Right. Well, this was brought on, this appeal was brought on, Paul W., by the Kent County prosecutor. And the Kent County prosecutor has pointed out, he said, I am not going to ignore the law. I'm not, every case is based on facts. Every case is going to be presented to me. And if it's presented to me with law enforcement, I'm not going to ignore it. So that's what triggered many. Peter Lucido in Macomb County basically said the same thing. If someone presents a case and facts to me that a doctor or one of these clinics violated the 1931 statute, I will enforce it. So that triggered immediately, obviously, the governor's office and her team to make sure that they got injunctive relief. What she's asking is to bypass, ultimately, the Court of Appeals, and she sent a letter, executive letter, asking that the Supreme Court step in and consider immediately the injunctive relief and the suit that I'm bringing here in Oakland County to make it a constitutional right and to ban the 1931 statute. So if you look at the timing of all of this, when the leak came from the United States Supreme Court, the wheels were in motion back in April, both by Planned Parenthood and the Attorney General's office and Governor Whitmer's office, to make sure that somehow, some way, they would not be affected and that they could keep in play Roe and the constitutional right as it once was. So you're right. The thing that you said most importantly, this is going to be a long and passionate fight on both sides of the fence.
Yeah, no question. About 30 seconds. What would Todd Flood do if he were representing the Right to Life people? What would your next move be, as quickly as you can say?
To show that the that the statute is not vague, that the statute is constitutionally valid. That would have to be you have to win on the merits of that on that statute.
And I don't know you can do it quickly. Well, we're out of time. I wanted to say what would you do if you were representing the right to choose? We'll get that into another conversation. Todd Flood, Detroit area attorney. Thank you, sir.
My pleasure, Paul W. Be well.
629.